Friends of Western Balkans Conference calls for EU enlargement. This is Lidia Petković.
This is Radio SI News at 7.
A two-day international conference on EU enlargement to the Western Balkans will start in Ljubljana today. Organized by the Friends of Western Balkans, a non-profit founded by former President Borut Pahor, the event will feature former heads of state, who will be received by President Natasha Pirc-Musar. Participants will discuss the political and security situation in the Western Balkans in the context of broader geopolitical changes, the EU enlargement strategy, the establishment of a Western Balkan economic community, and the region's integration into the European Green Deal. The 8 participants from 19 countries will take part, including high-level diplomats and former presidents and prime ministers. Economy Ministry State Secretary Dan Židan was attending today's meeting of EU ministers in charge of consumer protection in Brussels. Židan discussed ways to establish a fair and effective common market that benefits consumers. The ministers discussed introducing a mechanism to provide information about used cars to prevent fraud, as more and more consumers opt for the used car market. Židan said that since Slovenian residents often buy used cars from other EU member states, it is in their interest that consumer protection be addressed at EU level, the Slovenian press agency reports. Israel has carried out a missile strike inside Iran. The move threatens to further escalate regional conflict. The Israeli military has not yet commented. An Iranian official said air defenses intercepted 3 drones and that there were no reports of a missile attack. Multiple state-aligned news agencies reported that sites associated with Iran's nuclear program were, quote, completely secure. Calls for restraint have been made against retaliatory measures by Iran. Antony Blinken, U.S. Secretary of State, commented on the matter at the G7 summit.
The United States has not been involved in any offensive operations. What we're focused on, what the G7 is focused on, and again, it's reflected in our statement and in our conversation, is our work to de-escalate tensions, to de-escalate from any potential conflict. You saw Israel on the receiving end of an unprecedented attack, but our focus has been on, of course, making sure that Israel can effectively defend itself, but also de-escalating tensions, avoiding conflict, and that remains our focus.
Media report that the missile Israeli attack was in retaliation for Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile assault on the country last weekend. Iran has temporarily suspended air traffic over a large part of the country, which has already been restored. The Slovenian Foreign Ministry urges Slovenian citizens to leave Iran due to a serious security situation in the country. Slovenians are also being urged to arrange a safe trip home for themselves. The weather in Slovenia tomorrow. Local showers will move from the west to the south, and the clouds will dominate the day. Morning lows to range from 2 to 5 degrees, drop below the freezing point in some parts, while rising to 7 degrees in the west, while daytime highs will range from 9 to 14, reaching 17 degrees on the coast.
Radio SI, traffic update.
We have a broken down vehicle still on the A1 highway driving from Maribor to Ljubljana. That is just before the tunnel Jasonik. There is also an object hindering traffic on the way to Ljubljana. That's between the tunnel Podmil and Blagovica. Careful there. And there is another broken down vehicle on the A2 highway driving from Ljubljana to Zagreb. That is between Kronovo and Dobruška Vas.
Radio SI. Radio SI. Wind down.